Madam Mayor. Sorry, you were talking about Triple J One Night Stand.
Yeah, about how, you know, when it was brought to my attention and would council definitely support it and want it to come to the community as well as the region, I said absolutely, but I didn't have a whole lot of knowledge about it, and I've been very quickly educated, and I've got to say just what I've researched and seen the reaction of community as well as actually nationally, you know, it's good, it's great that we're supporting it, and what I really love about it as well is it's not only going to be good for Mount Isa, it's going to be good for our region.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, you know, do you think this will have much economic flow on through the town?
And oh, absolutely. Like, we are keeping tabs on our accommodation and how fast that's being booked out. We're keeping tabs on our Facebook, you know, on several Facebook sites, and there's an awful lot of people coming to town that are staying with friends and family.
Yeah.
So, you know, and even there'll be economic stimulus throughout just about every business in Mount Isa, even down to a tyre shop.
Yep.
So it is really, really great.
Do you think the town will be able to cope with this influx and possibly up to 10,000 people?
Oh, dear. Yeah. The town, you know, we're pretty lucky because we've got the annual Isa Rodeo, which is a very large event itself. This, of course, is a different event, and it certainly targets a totally different demographic, but, you know, it also encourages, you know, the elderly and youth to go along to the event as well.
I guess it also puts Mount Isa on the national stage, you know, this is a national event.
Yeah. Oh, totally, and particularly with that certain demographic, because, you know, we're pretty known with grey nomads, but with that demographic from 18 to 25, it's... Mm-hmm. You know, it is a wonderful opportunity for Mount Isa and the region.
Do you think then there's any way we can sort of capitalise on that from in terms of awareness of the brand of Mount Isa?
Oh, yep. So we've, you know, you're aware, Derek, the council has been working very hard strategically for the last number of months, you know, doing strategic marketing plans and putting all that into place and working very closely with MyTev and... you know, focusing strategically on the tourism and event side. We've got a really, really good crew that work for MyTev.
Mm-hmm. Where's that strategic plan at then at the moment?
So we're just waiting on some new branding that's been designed for Mount Isa, and, you know, what that branding will do, well, that will capture MyTev as well, so Mount Isa Entertainment Tourism Venues.
Yep.
So that's rather exciting. But I do know that the MyTev team are busy putting together packages and that around the one-night stand, you know, just to keep people in town a day longer if they can.
They had a big day on Sunday. Unfortunately, I missed it. I was, wasn't actually well on Sunday morning. That's, I was going to go down. But so you were there on Sunday morning?
Yeah, I was. I was there to open up the... Alan Matheson photographic exhibition.
Some good photos.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant photographer. Yeah. I mean, for someone who's self-taught, his technical ability is just amazing. Yeah. Self-taught.
Yeah. Speaking of events, it's kind of probably slowly creeping up, but the Great Western Games are not that far away. Are we seeing much? I haven't seen much activity, but I'm guessing behind the scenes there's a lot going on there.
Oh, yes, there is. So we've got a dedicated person in council as well as a couple of support council officers that do help assist put that together for the Mount Isa side, the Mount Isa business side of it, and Councillor McRae is in charge of that and doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
Very on the ball with it, very switched on, really wants to see, you know, a lot more involvement from all sports because, you know, we are known as a sporting city.
Yeah. So is there a call to arms then for sports then to get involved at this stage?
Oh, yes. And I know, as I said, Councillor McRae and our community development officer have been working pretty hard on that.
Yeah. I guess the other thing that struck me as well, there's a lot of anniversaries and, you know, particularly because there was the rugby final on Saturday, and I remember that was the night of the election last year. So I guess you've been in this council's been in place a year. Have you had a chance to reflect on that year and what do you think it means?
Well, funnily enough, it was actually one of the councillors, our councillors, who reminded all of us that it had been 12 months, and that was Councillor Tully, and it was like, oh, you know, we've been so busy getting on with the job that we hadn't really thought about it, but, you know, and we've spoken since as councillors, and we are very proud of the achievements that we have had to date. We as a council, we've gained more funding in sort of 9 months than previous administrations have. So we've been pretty on the ball there. But what that means now is we're going to have to be pretty sharp to ensure that all that funding is delivered on time, with all the projects are delivered on time.
You came into office, I guess, with a campaign promise to sort of focus on economic development, and obviously you've got a new CEO in place. Are you still sort of looking at maybe next level down about an economic development officer at some stage?
So we're actually going up to the next level,
okay.
In fact, not going down. So we've been we actually had one of Australia's leading economists and economic development people visit us last week.
Mm-hmm.
And we, all the councillors, met with him, so we've put on the table what we would like to see achieved for Mount Isa, but, you know, we've also asked for other opportunities, you know, from an outsider's point of view. So we're working very closely with him now. He's putting together a proposal to Mount Isa City Council, so... definitely have lived up to a lot of our election promises, and that's for each and every councillor, because I think, you know, a lot of the councillors came in with the same mindset.
Mm-hmm. So I gather you're kind of choosing your words fairly carefully in terms of what you can say about this. You're not prepared to name this person just yet then?
Look, to be honest, we haven't signed on the dotted line yet. He's putting a proposal together and
but when watch this space, I'm guessing,
is what... Oh, it is. And, yeah. I mean, he is leading in his field. Okay. He does a lot of international business.
Yeah.
And also, dare I say it, for the Royal Prince of Brunei.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mount Isa City Council is serious about economic development.
Yeah. And you had you were away for a few sort of regional events in the last few days, I think.
Last week... I was away in Brisbane because I'm now sitting on the Queensland, the State Library's advisory committee.
Okay.
And that was really, really interesting and had a lot to contribute, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking strategically with how libraries are run, what they're offering, you know, and, you know, how they fit into a community space in the future.
Mm-hmm. And we're heading towards heading towards the busy time of year now, where things are starting to come left, right, and centre. Is the council gearing up for a busy tourism season?
Oh yes. Actually, you know, there will be an opportunity to speak with the Angie Matveev, who's our business manager for MITEV, because there's some exciting tourism developments coming up, and that'll be within the next month.
Okay.
So I'm not going to jump in on her space,
but
yeah, definitely this week myself and our chief financial officer and the CEO will fly to Cairns for a financial summit, and you know, we also get to meet a couple of the ministers, so any opportunity that we can meet and lobby with ministers on behalf of our community, you know, we're going to take it.
Yeah. And finally, on the... You've been kept across with the details of the cyclone. You're not expecting any of that weather to come out this way?
I wish it did, but, you know, it is a worry for the people in the coastal communities. I mean, you know, we all want great wet weather, but not at the expense of people's safety.
No worries. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you. So how come you weren't well on Sunday, Derek?
I just don't know. I had a... I mean, I...